was not the kind that wiggle tea that you drink, not scribble, all together in a cottage she calls day.
Tales and Tea with Nanny Bee.
Hello to you. Your timing is impeccable. My tea is fresh off the boil, so I'll let it cool a bit while we wait for my neighbor Jules, who bring us a story. Any minute now. Oh, and my tea is still hot. Hello? Who might you be?
Hello there. It's your neighbor Jules with the story.
Well, then, do come in. We were expecting you.
Thank you, Nanny Bee. And I've come with a tale about a duck out of water. Then in, then out. Shake it all about. Oh, it's like the Hokey Pokey.
If that also means the Hokey Cokey, then I agree. But before you ask if I'm ready for a story, we have a wonder word.
The wonder word!
Hi, this is Rose Nanny Bee, and I've got a wonder word. Humdinger. When something is a humdinger, it is very impressive, exciting, or enjoyable. I got a humdinger of a gift from my grandparents this year, an electric scooter to take to school and back. Thank you, Nanny Bee. Bye.
Thank you, Rose. Humdinger is in our tale today, but you'll have to listen really carefully. Now are you ready for a story?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, then. Duck Out of Water, adapted for radio. Edwin lived in a cast iron bath in the city of Bath, it just so happens. Good thing Edwin was a duck. Edwin had a charmed life of bobbing in bubbles until he didn't. And that change came about so quickly, it's hard to pinpoint when exactly, but if I were to hazard a guess, I'd say it was when the flusher on the toilet was flushed. Edwin didn't mean to be in the toilet at that time. He didn't want to be in the toilet at that time. And as I said, it was flushed. Fortunately for him, he was alone in this flushing. Ooh, that would have been messy business, I dread to think. But no, that was not Edwin's fate. He, all by his lonesome, set upon a journey he'd never before seen as possible. It started with a massive vacuum sucking him down the vast drain. He had often wondered where that drain led to, and now he was finding out. After the chicane of the toilet itself, whoa, 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 he made it, only to plummet like a waterfall from the second floor. Ah! Edwin fortunately could hold his breath forever because his journey had only just begun. He traveled through a series of underground tunnels, and now he was no longer sailing solo. Everything one flushes joined him, along with soapy water, bits of scraped-off food, and hairballs. So many hairballs! Who knew? It was a rocky ride, full of some stinky memories. To this day, Edwin won't say a word about it. All these traveling companions made their way to the treatment plant. And by treatment, I mean filtering out the big bits and chemically cleaning the rest. This would have meant the end for Edwin. He and his fellow travelers had just popped up out of the underground tunnels and into a massive tank where hordes and hordes of other tunnels poured into it. Edwin could hear the pumps thudding away and cogs creaking, urging him on to the first and what would be his last filter. All the big bits, the wrong bits, the wooden breakdown bits were caught in this giant net, hoisted high in the sky, and then dumped onto a pile of other bits as they waited to be buried alive. Edwin was so frightened he couldn't even scream for help. But at the precise moment he was dumped, an owl was soaring past. Edwin and his bright yellow coat caught his eye.
"Mmm, dinner time," said Mr. Owl.
Then he swooped down and extracted Edwin before the next pile was piled on top. Mr. Owl flew with Edwin in his talons for what seemed miles. Edwin could see below him grass and trees spread and dotted across the landscape. It was too beautiful for words. Edwin just looked in awe and completely forgot about whose talons were holding him and for what purpose. Mr. Owl was feeling rather peckish, so decided to take a peck at his prey. Edwin, that is. And for some reason unknown to Edwin, Mr. Owl did not like the taste of him. Could have been his sewage-traveling companions, thought Edwin. Or maybe Mr. Owl lacked a fondness for yellow ducks. Either way, it was to Edwin's benefit, as at once Mr. Owl released his rejected dinner right as they passed over a pond. Edwin landed with a splash, scaring off any other residents. Well, only for a little while. Once the water settled and Edwin got his bearings, the residents started to return. Edwin was most grateful that his fall and subsequent splash landing had washed away any embarrassing sewage debris before he was to meet his new neighbors. The first to approach him was a perky little toad, Toady to all his friends, and he had a great many. What a chatty toad he was. He had seen Edwin's great descent and rushed up to tell him all about it from a little toad's perspective.
"I was just hopping around minding my own business when, whoosh, I heard you falling from the sky like a rocket coming into land. Or maybe more of a comet. But then you'd be extinguished by the water. So let's stick with rocket. So this rocket, that is you I'm talking about,"
he assured Edwin, who listened patiently.
"You hit the water and it rippled and splashed. Kaboom! What a humdinger of a landing. I thought you'd be broken into bits, but you're not. Or are you? Maybe you didn't always look like that. Maybe you used to have horns or great big ears."
Toady went on with his story, which seemed to have no end. Edwin was so patient and attentive. Toady ended when his tummy rumbled.
"Better go get me some grub. Nice talking to you,"
he said, and hippity-hoppitied off to follow a fly. Edwin was quite content with his own company, bobbing in this new bath, even though the bubbles were limited. His smile seemed to widen when he saw some for the first time. Not enough to get lost in like he used to, but they were bubbles all the same. They led to a fish called Francis. Francis was a shy fish and was frightened off by most of the other pond residents. When she saw Edwin, it was from a distance. He was just bobbing around until he turned her way. Francis froze, fearful he might do something, anything to scare her off. But he didn't. Edwin just looked at her and smiled. Francis was too shy to smile back, but that didn't deter Edwin. He just kept on smiling. After a while, a longer while than other residents would have stuck around, Frances started to feel safe. She inched closer to Edwin, and he just kept on smiling. He never squealed or squeaked or said a word that would put off a shy fish. By the time the sun sunk into the distance, Frances was right alongside Edwin, both quietly smiling, enjoying each other's company. When morning came, Edwin was on his own again, until a noisy gaggle of geese arrived. They were full of opinions, this time about the state of the weather, and whether it was changing. The loudest one said, "Back in the day, summers were hot and dry. Now I can't seem to keep my feathers from getting soaked." Another disputed.
Nonsense! It's as wet now as it ever was. You just want something to complain about.
Well, if we're complaining, then what about the morning fog? I can barely see through it,
an elder geese added.
That's just because you need glasses,
his younger flockmate teased him, and the rest laughed and laughed and laughed. But Edwin didn't. He remained composed and kind. The youngest goose noticed and asked,
So, yellow ducky, what do you think of the weather these days?
Edwin didn't say a word. It was awkward at first, but then the elder goose got it.
Wise words, my ducky friend. The wisest words are usually those never spoken.
The other geese agreed and spent a good 2, maybe 3 minutes not arguing. That was until they kicked off about what was the best kind of sushi. Edwin let them get on with it and bobbed off in the other direction. That evening, Edwin looked around his new surrounds. He thought about the chatty little toad, the shyest of fish, and the ever-arguing geese. This new bath was nothing like his old one. But Edwin always found a reason to smile and kept on doing the same. The end.
Why, thank you, Jules. Have I ever told you of my trip to the sewage works?
No.
Good, and I never shall. Suffice it to say it was a sticky situation.
I'm kind of glad you didn't tell me.
Will you be back next week?
Yes, I will.
Go to nannybee.com.
Go there to find out about all our episodes. And learn how you can leave a message like the lovely Rose. Then like us, recommend us. But most importantly, join us next week for more Tales and Tea.
Go on and leave a message for Nanny Bee, and you might be on the show.
This has been a Toad and the Hole production for nannybee.com.